Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 804-713-780-3776. So much to talk about from the weekend. All right, the guys want to get in, and we'll get Longhorn Scott and Terry in here. Obviously, Bob McNair, a big subject. You had the LSU game. You had the West Virginia-Oklahoma game, which puts, well, Texas was in either way, whoever won. But it's now OU and University of Texas that will be playing for the Big 12 championship, with OU a chance to still play in the playoff. So that'll be interesting to see whether or not they get there. Would OU, okay, Georgia loses a close game. They lose. They got two losses. I think they're out. Ohio State kills Michigan. If they win the Big Ten, they're going to be I don't want to say they're a fraud, because Haskins is real. Haskins is a good quarterback. As a matter of fact, he's the best Big Ten quarterback ever.
I don't think this is hard. If Oklahoma wins, they're in, period. You can have people complaining and bitching, and they're look, I think their defense is hot garbage. I thought it was embarrassing. West Virginia and Oklahoma's defenses were atrocities. You had busts all over the terrible tackling, busts all over the place. Just how great Jennings was getting. I mean, the safety play at Oklahoma was terrible, terrible. I watched West Virginia have Texas went up and down the field on West Virginia and Oklahoma, not on Baylor, not on Kansas, not on Tulsa, not on USC. They went up and down the field on West Virginia and Oklahoma. Then West Virginia and Oklahoma went up and down the field on each other. Kansas went up and down the field on Oklahoma. Look, Oklahoma's defense is garbage. I don't care how you spin it. And West Virginia's right now isn't a lot better. With all that said, Oklahoma has played at a consistently high level offensively. Not both ways, offensively. They have not really had a letdown. They came back against Texas when it looked like they were down and out and had a very good chance of winning that game. So if they beat Texas again, who, whether or not you think they should be ranked around 10th, is irrelevant. They are. That's a quality win. Ohio State's not going to pass them. If Alabama, now, if Georgia were to beat Alabama, Alabama's not falling out of the top four. Alabama's still in. Georgia would be in. Notre Dame would be in. Who am I missing? And in Oklahoma. Clemson. No, and in Clemson. Yeah. Clemson.
If they, well, they should take care of that. Pitt team is going to get smacked around. So Clemson is in.
I think so, too. So, and we got to get to what Clemson did at, around the goal line.
Listen, if OU beats...
They're in.
If OU beats Texas and Georgia loses, they'll be in.
They're in. They're in. You'll have some
you
people...
You can't tell me Ohio State should be in.
But you're going to hear people... Every year, you got to find the team who's getting wronged. And this year, you'd say, well, Oklahoma stomped Michigan. Oklahoma... I mean, I'm sorry. Ohio State has not been the same Ohio State team.
No. They've actually been bad. Really bad. Listen, and you may say... And I'm going to hear everybody talking about OU's defense. Rightfully so. Their defense sucks. But I'm going to tell you this. They give the best opportunity to beat Alabama. They have the best
Murray.
Because of Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And his style of play.
You're probably right.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy.
I still feel like Clemson might have that shot.
I don't know.
It's not Ohio State. Georgia's going to give him a good look. Georgia will give him a good
is
look.
Is Notre Dame, too, going to be a
Notre
fraud
Dame.
Again?
Notre
we
Dame
know what's. I mean, I tweeted it on Saturday. We know it's going to happen. We've seen they're 0-5 since the different teams, but they're 0-5 in the BCS college football era. We know what's going to happen.
It kind of feels like the same
they
team.
Game, not that they game their way, but they get the one big win and against Michigan. It appears Michigan, when they see high-caliber athletes or overmatched athletes, when those high-caliber athletes play for Ohio State, we know the deal. There's always a quarterback who doesn't really have pro prospects, who's gutty, who's a gamer, who leads them. A tough, smart, but not overly athletic defense. And then when we see them against superior athletes, those guys are getting run by consistently. They've recreated the same team they've had the last decade plus when they make a run. It's the same team. You watch them against USC. If USC was well coached, they run Notre Dame off the field. Because even USC's athletes in a down year are better than Notre Dame's athletes.
Yeah, that was pretty telling on Saturday night. But... we'll see. I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
Know. Maybe
you
they're Ohio know, State from 2002. Who knows what they are?
Could
but,
well be.
But
could.
We've seen this Notre Dame formula before, yep. And it always gets exposed at
yep.
some point.
Yep. All right, let's bring Longhorn Scott in here to talk about how about your Longhorns having a chance to win in Tom Herman's just his second year back to the top. Texas is back, folks.
Well, first of all, let's get to that in a second. First of all, the idea that people have drug Bob McNair's name through the mud was asinine then. It's even more so now. I'm not a big Texans fan, but, you know, if you live in this community and you've been exposed to this guy's done so much better. It just drives me crazy. We live in a day and age when this is the kind of narrative that's being promoted by certain segments. But that's, although not shocking, it's kind of ridiculous. Anyway, so I don't think that the SEC conspired to screw LSU on Saturday, but I do think it's possible that they did, and let me tell you why, okay? You're going to love this. I'm going to go as quick as I can. I believe that the SEC, which hats off to them, they're the masters of marketing, okay? They've created a narrative, and they've got every talking head in media promoting this narrative, which is that the SEC is the best conference ever, right? Now, as far as attendance goes, hands down, they've got more people in ballpark stadiums on Saturdays in the fall than any other conference, no doubt. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that, which we can get into another time, but they do. Now, the idea that outside of Bama and Georgia, the rest of the league is not that great, but everyone believes they are. So, I don't think when A&M comes knocking on the door to join, they say, you know what, hey, let's have our cake and eat it too, not just having fans in major markets, let's get a school in Texas. And then that'll even help us more. That'll make us better, more money, even wealthier, more powerful, et cetera. However, hey, A&M, here's the thing, bro. You're kind of our pawn. We need you. So the only time they would care about helping A&M, in my opinion, is in so much as it hurts another major program somehow or perceived to hurt them, like Texas. For the SEC, it's bad if USC, Michigan, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, it's bad if one of these traditional programs is good, because then that's one less SEC school that can wind up in the playoffs, right? So when you got a guy like Jimbo Fisher, his first year. He's in a recruiting battle down here in Texas. He's done his class is great this year, but he's got to keep selling a good story, right? And now, by the way, the Horns have, you know, they've improved. They were three games better this year, and they've got a good story. So now recruiting's going to be tougher. So why not, you know, again, I'm not saying they did it, but I would suggest they only want A&M, they would only help A&M in so much as it would help them hurt somebody else. I just think A&M is a big pawn in this deal for the SEC.
What, Dale?
By the way,
I can't hear Scott.
I can't hear him either. Oh.
Dell, and I know you didn't like Michael Connor, Longhorn Scott, but I think this is going to
I haven't done this
worse.
In a while, but I just had enough. I don't know what he's talking about. The SEC is not concerned with Texas. They don't care.
That's a bit of a reach,
yeah,
Scott.
They don't care. They're not going to screw over LSU.
How can we somehow hurt this pesky Texas
that, nine
that continues
wins Texas.
To deny our... Deny our opportunities at greatness with
how
our
can
multiple.
We,
they've got Alabama.
How can we get in Texas' way? You know the team who struggled against Kansas on Friday.
Frankly,
how can we get in their way?
Since Nick Saban got there, about the only team that can beat Nick Saban is an SEC team or
some team
Clemson. Team. You know, yeah. With Deshaun Watson. I mean, I don't think Sam Ellinger is going to. I don't think the. I feel like the SEC is not saying. What can we do? And especially when they brought A&M in 2011, like
because
the
Texas
hottest
is,
team in Texas.
Because Texas is so good. How can we help Texas A&M?
Let's see how Texas
was
in 2010.
Now, wait a minute. They did play seven overtimes, and Texas A&M had three penalties for 24 yards.
They were only removed two years from going to the national championship.
I will say that.
By the way, they were only 2 years removed from going to the national championship when they brought A&M in. But the year that they made the decision to bring A&M in 2011, that 2010 season that had SEC nervous, Mac Brown 5-7.
And Mac Brown apparently on the short list for the North Carolina job.
And he's got Gil Brandt, his good personal friend, like, listen to me. Mac Brown should be the new head coach at North Carolina.
Does Johnny Major still want a job?
Mac wants that job.
Stop.
I know he does.
Mac wants that job.
That's one of the best jobs in America.
It is?
It absolutely is. Beautiful campus. You should be able to recruit there. You should be able to recruit the South. And all you have to do is beat Clemson. And you can be in the national championship.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
North Carolina. Well, they haven't
been consistently
good.
Because there's nothing else to get through in the ACC.
They haven't been consistently good. Florida State's been good at points. Not right now.
And when will they be good again?
Who knows?
Willie
Taggart. I would have asked Florida State fans to stop hanging Willie in effigy or whatever they're doing with him now.
They're doing ugly things to Willie.
Or whatever they're doing now.
That wasn't great.
That's a little aggressive. You know what else is aggressive? Having horrible rotten pegs because you don't brush your teeth right.
That's also not great.
No. That's on you if you've got horrible rotten pegs. And you can do better. You know how you can do better? Quips. Okay. All you have to do is go to getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975. 20,000 dentists can't be wrong. They probably could, but they're not. They're not wrong about this. It's just $25, and you go in price. And how about this as a stocking stuffer or as a present to someone, especially someone that maybe has halitosis, not brushing their teeth right? This will teach you how to brush it. Quip is the smartest toothbrush in the history of the world. And this is not even arguable. I actually learned at my age how to brush my teeth thanks to Quip. And I had no idea. You're supposed to brush for 2 minutes. Well, there's pulses inside. And at every 30 seconds, you change quadrants. And you're going to brush your teeth right now. It's all you got. And wonderful carrying case. I took it on the road to my daughter's up to Oklahoma this past weekend. Wonderful carrying case. Everything about it. It's just perfect. Getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, John and Lance, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here.
Anything, so Baker Mayfield had a big day. Phillip Rivers set an NFL record, 25-25.
We got to hear from Big Philly today.
Yeah, we need to get Big Philly on. Baker with a good game.
Let's do Big Philly at 9.
You know, these teams, I keep waiting for these comebacks. Like, Jacksonville is in such a hole right now that it could end up costing Doug Marone his job. It shouldn't. I mean, I never feel like you should get to AFC Championship game and then get fired the next year when you really haven't been there very long. But that's just the way
sports is. They were phony
baloney.
They were a phony AFC Championship.
It is. They're very talented, but they're not playing like it defensively. There's guys, Marcell Dareus. I mean, there are guys who are opening up quit with that defense. And as is the case with many bullies, when they get punched in the face, they don't like it too much. And I think that's what we're seeing here. This is a front-running bully team. This is not a mentally tough bully team like we've seen from Steeler teams, you know, over the years, and the Ravens. Those are legit tough teams. This team has some talented players. They're not a tough team.
And you notice
the Blake Bortles thing is over.
You notice the two teams that wouldn't shut up this offseason? Mm-hmm. The Jaguars and the Eagles?
Yeah.
Look at both of them.
Yeah, well, the Eagles won a Super Bowl, but
to nonstop, it's much better to be here than New England. Really? Look at your team this year. You suck.
Mm-hmm.
You suck.
Well, when you win a Super Bowl, you can have that hangover, and they're clearly having it because you know what else? You know who was one of the big offensive minds and architects over there was Frank Reich. Frank Reich leaves, goes to Indianapolis.
And look at them.
Look what Andrew Luck is in the process of doing. Andrew Luck is on pace for almost 50 touchdown passes.
Stop throwing passes to Andrew Luck. Did you see that?
They did the Philly special, two weeks in a row.
Yeah. And then they did, oh my God, he got lit up on a 4-yard throw. What the hell is wrong with you, Frank Reich? That is terrible. Time for our Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
And they do. Mon, Rogers fighting for the ball. Pass interference on goal will be snapped inside the 1-yard line after two penalties called on Greedy Williams. 5. Mon looking that way. Got it! It's Rogers! The Aggies win the gate!
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
Kind of got cut off there, the poor dude. Did he choke up? Or?
Aggies win the game!
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. He was
Was that
tired.
Our guy that we interviewed?
No. Was it?
I don't know if it was.
No, it wasn't him.
Who wasn't him?
I know it would have been lit if Dave South was calling.
How would have gone if Dave South?
He would have been asleep.
There's another Aggie touchdown, and he would have called a 2-point play. Yeah. There's another Aggie touchdown, 2 touchdowns in a row for the Aggies.
Brought to you
Wentzel
by Polachek
Sausages. And this is Wentzel's Feed Store, and Polachek Sausages bring you every all they won. Aggies win. Aggies win the football
game.
Can
Dave South call the Cole Fisher Kevin Falk fight?
There seems to be a melee going on with LSU clearly at the. Yeah, there's a thug hitting Cole Fisher. A thug's hitting Cole Fisher in the face.
Does he use that terminology?
He might.
With Steve Cragthorpe, he would.
He might.
I think he would have called. He deserved it, that pacemaker shot.
Yeah. Look.
What?
hit me in my pacemaker. That might be the line of the season.
He hit me in the pacemaker.
He's like, I don't really appreciate getting hit in the pacemaker. Who does, Steve? Who does?
Even the pacemaker.
Let's get Bradley in here. We'll talk about that LSU game. What do you say, Bradley?
I was just wondering, have y'all touched on how bad the refs were for the LSU-Texas A&M game and how LSU won the game at least three times?
No. We thought that it couldn't have been fairer, and every call was actually dead on. Where you're home?
I'm picking up on the sarcasm. Mm-hmm. But which one do you think really was the worst call of the game?
I kind of feel like the Sternberger catch and turn and then fumble. They ruled as an incomplete pass. I kind of felt like that was the worst call.
I didn't think so. I just thought that it was too hard.
In today's world, that's a catch.
It was considered an incomplete pass. That's what they called it.
They called it
incomplete.
I thought it was close.
But if you called it incomplete, they weren't going to overturn it. I mean, there was no way they were going to overturn an incomplete call.
Yeah.
I didn't think.
I guess not. What was your Bradley? What did you think was the worst?
Either that one, or. I don't know. It's between that, the spike, and then the Greedy Williams pass interference call, which I'll just reference on the diamond play of the day. Yeah.
That one was
questionable. There's no question that was questionable. The spike, though, I can understand. There was 3 seconds left when they started the clock. And, you know, if you can't spike a ball in 3 seconds, then I felt like they should have gotten another play.
After the very first catch, I thought it was a really quick windup. I see him stand over the ball and let everyone get set before they start it. I thought the windup to get the clock started was faster than usual.
That's not true. They shouldn't. But as a matter of fact, if you watch during the games, the refs will go stop the clock, move the chains, and it is very quick. It is very – now, it was 18 yards that they had to move and set up the chains.
Yeah, that's
– actually very quick. You know, we talk about how much they stop the clock in college football. On first downs, if you notice, they don't take much time at all.
I don't even think they allow the chains to fully set.
It's fully set, right.
They actually run on the clock. Now, they will stand over the ball if there's a sub
There were people who said not only did they not get it off, but they had an illegal formation.
I saw that
snap as well.
I saw that.
That they didn't call that, too. There was an illegal formation on that. I'd have to go back and look at it.
Well, I think the SEC refs are just bad. I don't think there is any, hey, let's help A&M win a ball game. I just don't think there's
some finagling with SEC refs over the years. There have been many questionable calls over the years.
That happens. I just don't believe
I don't know why they would do it for Texas A&M.
For A&M of all teams.
I don't know why.
You already heard
Alabama? Yeah.
And Scott wanted me to tell you that you single-handedly doubled the toothbrush intake in Oklahoma from 1 to 2. He texted me that your quip is going, and he thinks they're going to have a hard time turning it on. So
820.
So he's in Longhorn Scott mode.
Well, they'll be in Arlington. Where the hell is that stadium? Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they'll be in Arlington on Saturday.
11 o'clock game. 11. We had some plans with some friends. That was going to start at 11 and last all day. And my wife thought, okay, well, it'll be done at 5:36. I'll go home. Y'all can go to dinner. I'm going to watch Longhorns. And then she found out, ooh, 11 o'clock game.
The Big 12 can't get a 2:30 game. I know the SEC has that window and the ACC are both night or sometimes. The SEC is at 2:30. That's why they're trying to avoid it.
Can we get to something important now in the next segment?
What, Dwight Howard?
I really want to get your take. Dell is going to tell the story.
You tell the story.
How about Raheel tell the story? He's the one that sent it out.
Yeah, he did.
And shout out to the text group who didn't text each other, happy Thanksgiving, have a great weekend. The first time there was any conversation between us when the Dwight Howard story came out on Saturday night, and Raheel was the one. No one said a word to each other for like 4 days.
And the only thing that was... Hey, how about this story?
And then the LSU game. But other than that, there's nothing. Right. Which I appreciate, by the way. Leave me alone.
So Mac Brown is the coach at North Carolina now.
That happened quick.
Yeah.
This either has a very Herm Edwards feel, or you can, does it have a chance to be a Dick Vermeil feel?
It has a Johnny Majors. Didn't Pitt rehire Johnny Majors?
Well,
and what about a Bill Snyder? Does this have a chance to be a Bill Snyder?
This is why I don't think Mac is going to do anything special at all. You know the biggest fault that he had at Texas
after
winning the national? That was one, but he didn't know how to hire coordinators.
Yes.
He didn't know who the hot coordinators were. And I'm privy to some information, like Paul Chryst. He really screwed the pooch with how he handled Paul Chryst. Harsin was a decent name. Manny Diaz, no business being at Texas.
Now Manny Diaz is one of the best coordinators in the game.
So where is he?
He's at Miami.
Well, how about Vic Fangio? Disaster with the Texans. Disaster.
And look at him.
And now he's considered a rock solid coordinator, but Mac has not known who the hot coach.
Mac kind of lost. He kind of.
No, but he really had
issues.
He had
such a CEO feel, and it was such. So I think.
He's going to have to make some changes in how he did things.
He was so far away from coaching anymore that I think he lost it. He just lost it.
He really is going to have to go find. And, you know, and here's the thing. When you get a hot young coach now, they're gone. So it's going to be tricky to see if he hires the best young coaches he can. Does he know who they are? Does he have someone help identify it?
Well, let's not forget he goes from stadium to stadium, though, and is able and meets a lot of people. Over the last few years, he's been doing games and meeting a lot of people on staffs and getting opinions.
It's possible.
As opposed to being out of it totally.
How many games does he do?
He's done games for years now. He did a lot of lesser games.
Yeah, I was going to say he didn't do premier games.
No, he didn't do premier games. He didn't run a premier company like Rich Drake does. Renters Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Renterswarehouse.com, renterswarehouse.com.
Yep.
It is the place to go and listen, you're getting towards the end of the year. You want to get out of that house. Or you have to get out of that house. You've got another job. Let's say you were working up in the Woodlands. You lived up in the Woodlands. Now, I'm moving down to Pearland. I got a job down in Pearland. So you're going to make that commute every day? No, don't do it. And don't sell your house either, because you ain't going to get your price for it. You ain't going to sell it for I don't know how long. Let Renter's Warehouse do everything. You don't have to worry about it again. $99 a month. You will be making money on your home. And when it's all said and done, somebody else is paying off your mortgage and you have the asset. That's what Renter's Warehouse does.
Yeah, let them, you know, we call them the professional landlords of rent estate. They're rent estate agents, meaning they can help you price and help you find renters. But they're also landlords in the sense that they will make sure that your property is taken care of, that the rent is collected, and that you find renters who will pay on time. And that's what they do. They take all the hassle out of your hands. Go to renterswarehouse.com and find out what your house will rent for. Fill out a form, and they'll get back to you very, very quickly and let you know this is about what your house should rent for. And that will give you an idea about whether renting or selling makes the most sense for you. Go to renterswarehouse.com or call 713-224-RENT.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What? 837 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. We will hear from, in 23 minutes, Big Philly. He's going to call in to the show. We'll hear from him. We also got to hear from Mac Brown getting a new job. Mac Brown is the North Carolina coach now. Maybe we can get him at 9:30 when Raheel is in here and see what Mac Brown thinks about getting a new job. Mac Brown on a mobile. We'll see if we can't get him in. We got Big Philly joining us at the top of the hour.
People brought it up on Twitter. If Mac Brown's looking for a hot coordinator, now he's now an ex-head coach.
Ooh.
Would Cliff like to spend some time in Chapel Hill?
I think Phil, I think Cliff would be a good pro coordinator.
I think he may be headed there.
I think so too. I think that Cliff, I think bring some, what Cliff does, some of the air raid principles over to the NFL.
What are his aspirations? Do we know?
I don't know. But I think he would be, I think that would be a real step down for him to be back as a coordinator in college.
Well, that kind of happens when you get fired.
Yeah, I guess. Or you go to a, you know, Texas State is open now. Yeah, you. I guess he could go to a Texas State or.
I don't see that.
I think that's a step down from OC at North Carolina.
You do? Running your own place is different, though.
Yeah, but I think going from Texas Tech to Texas State is not going to feel. It's going to feel like a big drop.
Oh, it's a big drop off.
I do think being an offense coordinator in the NFL is something that would make sense now. I would have never thought that previously, but, I mean, we've seen such drastic changes in the way NFL offenses are run now.
Yeah.
It would make some sense.
Yeah.
There's going to be people talking about that for Baker Mayfield. You'll hear the name, well, Lincoln Riley. Well, if Lincoln Riley's not the head coach, whoever is the head coach would probably be smart to give give Cliff Kingsbury a look.
I don't know. I think Freddie Kitchens is doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, I do too. I just know realistically he's not going to be.
Why? He keeps on playing. If he keeps playing the way he is and Baker's progressing the way he is, why wouldn't you keep
him? It's just rare for a head coach to come in and say, you know, let's just stick with this guy. They like their own guys. You know how it is.
Yeah. Unless,
they want their own guys.
Unless you go, look at what this guy's doing with him. And Baker goes, I really like Freddie. That would be awesome if Freddie stayed. Because guess what? Baker is flourishing under Freddie right now.
Yeah, he is. He is. I think. You know, would he be flourishing under someone else? Maybe so. Baker was pretty good. He was the first pick of the draft.
Well, Bruce Arians, who has a connection with them, if he gets that
Bruce job, keeps
he
saying
would, he would keep him.
This is not his second time where he said,
I'll take
I would
job.
Only come back for this job. Like, yeah, no, we already heard you. You said it like a month ago. Just want to reiterate.
Yep.
This is the only, so don't anyone else ask. Only Cleveland is the only one. Cleveland's not hiring a 60-something-year-old coach when they're looking. That is the least. That organization has the least continuity over the last 20 years of any organization there is. I mean, they came back in 99, or was it 2000 actually? 2000. Yeah. So the last 18 years, no one has had less continuity than the Cleveland Browns. There is no way they're going to go with an older coach who has had health issues.
The Raiders are fighting them for that, but well, now they've got Gruden for 10 years. Congratulations with
that. Yeah, no, they're good.
Tom Cable, Hugh Jackson. I mean, they've been changing it up.
Raiders had for sure, but Cleveland has had no. I mean, the Raiders won a Super Bowl in there. That's hard to remember. No, they lost. They lost to Gruden, actually.
No.
But so they didn't win a Super Bowl, but they got to a Super Bowl while we've been doing a show. Cleveland has made one playoff appearance. And lost when Kelly Holcomb threw over 400 yards in the snow at Pittsburgh because they blew it in the second half. And after that, it's been all downhill. They've got to get a younger coach they can build. When I say younger, just someone in the 40s.
Can you? But I want to tell you this. John Dorsey is real. John Dorsey, look at his picks this year and how he was right with the Browns. And go back and look at his picks with Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes.
Chris Jones,
Hill,
Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill,
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt is a very good one. They had Lauren Tardif Duvernay, the guard from Canada. Mitch Morse is okay. He's okay. Chris Conley's been solid as a third round pick. I'm trying to remember if he was there for Eric Fisher. Fisher's been solid.
Yeah. Well, but not only that, but the free agents, the defensive was he
Marcus Peters
was he
actually,
there for Barry?
Eric Berry? No, I think Eric Berry was before him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the case may be, he's put together a solid, solid team there, one of the best in the NFL. That's all John Dorsey's work. That's all John Dorsey's work. And look at what he did this year. I was like, Baker over really? Sam Darnold? Yeah. And so far, he's right. Denzel Ward has been good. Not that Bradley Chubb has been bad.
No, but it's
but
not
he's
about,
been good.
Yeah, it's not about fights. Are you hitting? Look how many times the Browns have failed miserably on their first on having two first rounders and struck out badly.
Oh, God.
Justin Gilbert, Johnny Manziel. I mean,
the worst.
Not even remotely close to having anything to show for that. Just terrible. And this is an example of how you do it. He knows how to find football players. He has standards. By the way, Brian Gaines is a standards guy also. When I say standards, they don't. Now, I do think it's interesting.
Gaines?
Brian Gain. The first two picks actually were outside of his typical standards, which are height, weight, speed. Denzel Ward did not hit the typical standard for a top 10 cornerback, and certainly Baker Mayfield is, you know, that's highly unusual to get a smaller quarterback like that with the first pick. But yeah, you have to give him a lot of credit. And Brian Gain, I bring up Brian Gain because we talked about him on Sports Sunday last night a little bit. What he did this year, I cannot stress this enough, by getting Justin Reed instead of an offensive lineman with the first pick, he said, I'm not reaching need. We don't like this board. I'm going to get the best player possible. And Justin Reed has paid off tenfold already. He just went out and got a good football player. And then Jordan Thomas, he obviously hit with Jordan Thomas. We'll find out on Akins how that ends up working out. Martinez Rankins had a really good game as a guard the other day, which I think ultimately to me that was the position he was always going to be as an interior lineman. And I think that will end up working out well for them. I think this will go down as being a pretty decent draft for them.
By the way, did a nice job last week when he was called on.
He did a really nice job last week. Because you know what? He's a good drive blocker. He's just not physically able to handle edge speed. He wasn't in college. That doesn't define him as a player, though.
No, and a third rounder to get a guard that you possibly could have for years to come?
Absolutely.
Well, fine. Should we get USA Mike in here? He's been waiting. Let's get him in here before we're late on a break, but let's get him in here. Hey, USA Mike.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to touch base on the Bob McNair thing. I don't know him personally, and I do know that he has done a lot of charitable work. However, I think that the people that have a view of a tarnished legacy, he volunteered himself and tied himself to the whole kneeling controversy. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you, whatever side of the kneeling part, the kneeling during the anthem argument you fall on, I think that's where your view of Bob McNair maybe gets skewed. Again, I don't know him personally. I'm not going to step on his grave, so I won't go there. But the one thing that I didn't like was, and the reason I called, was because your last Longhorn caller said that he kind of made a you people comment, and I didn't appreciate that because I think that what happens is this is probably a time for us to come up with that dialogue again, and just because this man is so blatantly tied to it. I don't know if he's a racist, so I don't agree with that first caller. I don't know him, so I can't even speak on that. But he is directly tied to the kneeling controversy. He inserted himself into it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I just think that whatever way you land on that is how you're going to maybe kind of feel skewed about Bob McNair's legacy. And well, I'll just hang up and listen.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point, USA Mike. And here's the deal. He did, and unfortunately, he mixed his metaphor in the middle of that. When tensions were so high and everybody was offended by a mixed metaphor and see, there's the slave mentality, the slave owner mentality that we're talking about there. Well, way overreaction to a mixed metaphor, but you're right. And it does have racial overtones. Unfortunately, if you feel like you shouldn't, that you should stand for the national anthem, that's tied to racism, and it really shouldn't be. A lot of people feel that you should stand for the national anthem out of respect for our veterans.
Yeah.
It's not a racial thing. It's a respect thing.
Right, but to be fair, on the other side, I don't think that is a disrespecting the veterans' view from a lot of – there are not a lot of people saying, I'm going to do this because the veterans need to know what I actually think of them. No one's thinking that either. It became a platform to make a statement about because it's one of the biggest platforms in sports. So I think you know, I don't think anyone's trying to intentionally do that. You have to listen to what athletes are saying when they say that.
No, I
they
I get
say
that.
It's not. We're not trying to disrespect the flag or this. If you think we are, then that's your opinion. But that's not what it's about. So I do think there, and no one's going to listen to each other on the side. We already know that. Uh-huh. There's not a lot of listening. But, that was actually a great point. That, however you come down on social justice / kneeling initiative, probably is going to be. In some ways, is going to. It's not going to be how you view McNair, but it may skew you a little bit. I don't think it does for us, because we've been here since Bob McNair brought the Texans in. You've known Mr. McNair better than I did. You've probably had more dealings with him. You worked for the team for a little bit when you were a complete and total shill for the Texans.
Well, you know what that's about, NFL Lance.
What's that?
I don't know.
No, I'm honest.
You
and
love
fair about
you some
what,
Mr. Goodell.
No, he's done a good job. Sorry the league's grown so much.
The worst owner, the worst commissioner ever.
Sorry the league has
grown
so much, guys. My apologies.
Really, my only point is you both have been shills.
You see how many people hug Commissioner Goodell when they get drafted? Because they know, finally, I get to, you know.
You know what I know? Finally, the Rockets are going to be back home and got to go to the game. That's what I know.
Yeah, and I got to tell you this. Finally, you get to see a team ready to do some business, and that's going to be your Houston Rockets. They've got some awesome offers going on for you at Rockets.com. Go to Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com, and you can see a variety of things going on for you. Let me tell you about right now. When you head over to Rockets.com, you have a chance to take advantage of great holiday packages. That's going to be a big one for you right now. Go to Rockets.com and get ready to enjoy before the holidays or after the holidays, lock in on some packages that will set you up for multi-games. In other words, let's say it's you and your wife and you have a couple kids. You can go for a party four. Maybe it's you and your boys and you say, let's the four of us get together for these party packs or for these special mini packages and put that together and enjoy ourselves now that basketball season, you know how they have the Christmas Day quadruple header and basketball's officially started on that. Well, it's already started here in Houston for our Houston Rockets. But now is your opportunity to get on board for a mini package or a season package and experience it for yourself. Go to Rockets.com, find a package that makes the most sense for you, and take advantage of a great night at the at Toyota Center at Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We are way behind. Big Philly's going to join us. Raheel is going to join us as well. Also, Mac Brown, a little bit on a mobile, a little bit later in the show. He's the new head coach at, according to reports, he is the new head coach at North Carolina. So we'll see about him going back there. He actually brought North Carolina to prominence.
Yeah. What is it, 20 years ago or more?
More.
It's about 20 years ago.
Yeah. So, and then he went on to Texas and did great things. Great things.
Not a very expansive search. You fire Fedora on a Saturday and hire Mac on a Monday.
Yeah. And Mac, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, this could be a Dick Vermeil hire, or it could be a, you know, and actually Herm Edwards wasn't actually not that bad. Did you see somebody's up 19 in the fourth quarter and loses?
But the history of rehiring a guy doesn't really work out. You think about the history of it. John, it didn't work out at Pittsburgh when they did with Johnny Majors.
Bill Snyder.
He is the one, and they want to get rid of him now.
Yeah.
Just because he wants his son to take over. Kansas State people said, we're not hiring your son to be the head coach.
Yeah.
And he wants to hang on until they finally relent.
That's unfortunate. I mean, dude, he's meant everything to that program. At least give the kid a shot.
His,
I mean, he has done. If it wasn't for Bill Snyder, Bill Snyder is that program.
I feel like that's a bad way to do business.
I guess, or it's thank you, and we're well, actually going well, to we do th- some, dump s- something decent for you.
Well, keep the kid on the payroll. Don't turn over your program to him. No. You don't have to give the. He's not a coordinator. I think he's a special teams guy and office. He's not a coordinator, and that's one of their biggest issues. We're not handing the job over to a guy who's never coordinated one side of the ball before.
Yeah. I guess. Hey, we got the staycation to give away, and we're going to do it a little bit later in the show. The Houstonian. If you've never been to the Houstonian, you may have lived here all your life and never been to the Houstonian. It is spectacular. We're going to do a staycation. My wife and I are going to do one. We got married in December, so we like to go do a little getaway, and we're going to do a staycation, and we've done this plenty at the Houstonian. It is perfect. It's awesome in the summer because you've got the pool there that is one of the best pools in this city. I don't know if you've ever spent an afternoon at the pool at the Houstonian.
No. My wife and I, when she was pregnant with...
Which time?
Yeah, wasn't she pregnant?
I think it was my daughter with Madi. We went, and that's the only time we've been in a pool. It's pretty nice.
It's real nice. Anyway, so... But winter is just as good because of Christmas and the lights, the bus tour, the Merry Mansions bus tour, which, by the way, is part of this package, breakfast in bed on Saturday morning, dinner at Tribute, which is a fantastic restaurant. Lance and I both went there. It is spectacular if you haven't been. You can use the gym, the tennis courts, the heated pools. They've got 200 fitness classes that you can... I don't recommend all of that. I recommend getting wasted, having fun in the room.
Or you can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to listen to John and just get wasted on your staycation.
Well, that's mine.
You might want to experience and enjoy the Houston.
My biggest thing is they allow pregnant women around their pool?
Yes.
No. Huh. Yes.
That's weird.
Yes.
I assume the place like that, I'd be like, hey, you got to stay upstairs.
No. No, pregnant women are allowed to go everywhere, Del.
Tasteful bathing suits.
That regular people get to go.
I just thought, considering the ambiance they like to provide, like, you're killing the vibe. You got to go back upstairs.
No. You actually, they're a good example. Look what could happen. Look. See? Anyway, so here's the deal. We're giving this away on December 3rd. We're going to pull the name. A little bit later in the show, we are going to... open up the phone lines. The word will be thrive. Thrive. That's the word that you've got to tell a little bit later in the show, because thrive is actually what you're going to win. You're going to win bottles of Thrive right here, along with your chance to be on the staycation. So we're going to do that a little bit later. But if you haven't been in the Houstonian, this is something that you want to do. You will do it before Christmas, and all of this is part of it. It'll be a great, great Christmas weekend for you. So stay tuned, and we'll tell you when. We're going to open up the phone lines, and caller number 20 that says Thrive will be the person entered, and you'll also win Thrive. Thrive Plus. 859 ESPN 97.5, 7137-803776. Well, actually, when we come back, we're going to have Big Philly on. We're going to talk to Philip Rivers. Set a record yesterday by completing 25 straight passes. 25 to start the game. 25 for 25 to start the game. So we'll talk to Big Philly about that. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about yourheritagefilm.com. Yourheritagefilm.com. You're looking for a great way to get your history of your family down for generations and generations and generations to come. Wouldn't you love to know what your great grandfathers or great 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 grandfathers were thinking when they moved here, or wherever they were, and seeing how they lived? Well, obviously, you didn't have video back then, but you got it now, and it can be on video forever. Lance's family did it, and it's spectacular. All you have to do is go to yourheritagefilm.com. Chance will put the story of your family together and do an unbelievable job. Yourheritagefilm.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here.